My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Ask the expert on the Pat Kenny Show
with Hidden Hearing. Personalized care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Now, the Central Bank report has revealed that Ireland as a nation is one of savers. But are we saving in the right way? Are there other alternatives to save that will put even more money in your pocket? Because, of course, there's dirt as well, deposit interest, retention tax. Here to answer all this and more, Carl Widger, Managing Director of Metis Ireland. Carl, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping very well. We've good. Loads of money in the bank, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, this has been just going up and up and up. And, you know, you talk about Irish households having more on deposit. There's 165 billion, would you believe, on deposit through Irish households. And then there's a further 180 billion from companies on deposit. So that's basically cash in the bank. So these are enormous numbers that are being spoken about.
Now, can you get a decent rate from a regular high street bank?
Well, you can, right? So I think this report is peculiar because you wouldn't normally see the central bank coming out with these kind of reports. And basically this report points out that Irish households have given up, in 2024, they've given up to 800 million in deposit interest. And the reason behind that is that they are choosing overnight deposits or demand deposits. So Basically, they're being reticent to investigate what other kind of rates they could get. And they're just leaving it in what it was always in. I suppose this didn't really matter much, Pat. Up to 2022, we were in a zero interest rate environment. And also up to 2020, Pat, we were in an inflation zero environment. So I think this is why this central bank report, the timing of it is now. And I suppose, look, there's a couple of issues at on the go here. Number one is post financial crisis, a lot of the traditional banks left. So we're left with three pillar banks now: Bank of Ireland, AIB, PTSB. So within those banks, they have replied somewhat to the competition coming from some of the fintechs, which we might talk about.
Yeah.
So there are within those banks better rates available, but you have to go and ask.
Oh, you have to go and ask, and you have to commit to leaving your money there for a little while. What's the kind of shortest time you have to leave there? Is it a year or 6 months to get a decent rate?
Yeah, well, so the various providers have various terms. So you're looking at 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 24 months. So
and the longer you leave it, the better the rate. Is that
correct.
It?
And these are totally and utterly movable feasts at the moment, because whilst interest rates were going from zero in 2022, they increased pretty quickly up to 4.5%. And they've been on the decline over the last kind of year or so as well. So, you know, locking it in for a period of time is probably a good idea.
But and do they lock the interest rate as well? If you say 24 months,
yeah,
will they give you a fixed rate for that 24 months?
Correct. And I suppose that's the difficulty for people on the demand deposit. You know, those rates are just sinking if the ECB rate is sinking, albeit they probably don't have much of a rate to begin with in the first place.
Now, is this why the banks are making such profits? All this money just lying there and not, they're not paying out much in the way of interest.
Well, wow. Like, I mean, if you saw the 2024 results for Bank of Ireland and AIB, for example, Bank of Ireland made almost 2 billion in profits. And that was largely driven by the net interest margin, which was 3.5 billion. So that's basically the money that they're making between, you know, the money that they're loaning out and the money that they're taking in on deposits and the rates that they're giving. Now, hard to blame them, Pat. They're in business after all, and they're just doing what any business would do. But I do think that, you know, the Irish households should be looking at the new competitors to the market. And these are the fintechs, if you like, the Revoluts, Raisin.ie, Bunk.ie, and there's others as well. And there's definitely reticence in Ireland, which you don't find amongst our European peers.
Well, how safe is your money? That's the question everyone asks.
Yeah, so, you know, you'll have European government guarantees, and the likes of Revolut and Raisin.ie and Bunk.ie do have these government guarantees as well, or the European guarantees. And that's up to 100,000 euros per institution, per investor. So, you know, you are safe to look at that. I think it was interesting that Revolut are entering the Irish mortgage market soon. And they have recently launched deposit rates that are fairly attractive, and indeed for companies as well. We might touch on that. But as a result, a lot of the younger folk seem to be switching their savings to Revolut in order to avail of their mortgages when they do hit the market.
What kind of rates can you get from a Revolut or a Raisin or a Bunk?
Yeah, so I'm slow to just give you the rates, right? I do have them here, right? But the rates came down end of April, and they're talking about another rate cut coming soon. But you could be looking at between 2-2.5% is probably the best rate at the moment.
Okay.
Now, I do expect that they'll probably come down. They might even be coming down this week as a result of the recent cuts. But, you know, that's, you know, 2-2.5% versus getting nothing, that's a big deal. And that's something people should definitely pursue.
Now, we tend to be savers, depositors, if you like, rather than investors.
Yeah.
People think the stock market is maybe a bit dodgy, particularly Trump arrives, stock market goes through the floor.
Yeah.
When will it recover? Who knows? And therefore, a bit dodgy. And yet people have made fortunes on the stock market.
For sure.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Look, we are a nation of savers. We're not a nation of investors. That's a cultural thing in Ireland for a gazillion years. And what I would say to people is, you know, having your short-term liquid savings, the cash required, is appropriate for deposit, you know, when you're talking about 3, 4, 5 years. But if you have money that you don't need beyond that, well, then you should go and talk to a CFP, a certified financial planner, about potentially looking at, you know, investing, because you don't have to have all of the money in the stock market. You can put in government bonds as well. So they're kind of a step up, if you like, from, you know, deposits. And you can start mixing and matching, and you can have something that's really, really globally diversified. as long as you're willing to give it time. And time really is the most important thing when you're talking about investments.
If you had put money, a lot of money, into anything, a mix, savings and investments and bonds before the crash,
yeah,
would you have recovered by now?
Oh, 100%.
Well, bank stocks. If you had bank stocks, you lost your shirt.
Yeah, but I suppose, right, what real successful investing is, it should be globally diversified. So there are funds out there, Pat, where you can have 10, 11, 12,000 stocks. And that's what will prevent you from losing all of your money. And too often people, you know, hone in on one or two or three, you know, very narrowly focused investments. That's hugely risky. And I would not advise anybody to do it. These funds are available. They're, you know, you don't have to spend big money to get into them. And, you know, typically they're looking at, you know, between 6 and 8% per annum. That's a reasonable return that you can get.
Questions coming in. I'm a postman. My wife works in the HSE. 15 years left on the mortgage. We're in our mid-40s. Should we start an AVC pension? In other words, additional voluntary contributions.
Yeah, so I would say, first of all, the fast answer is yes. AVCs are always a good idea because if you're paying the higher rate of tax, you'll get 52%. You'll get relief at 40% on it. So they're always a good idea. However, if you still have your mortgage, he points out that he had a mortgage there, yeah. You know, that would depend then on, well, what interest rate are you paying your mortgage? Could you fast track those kind of payments? So I would say, again, sit down with and get yourself a proper financial plan. Get proper advice on that.
I've 18K sitting in the credit union. I want to make the most of it. It's a savings fund from my children's college. So a long-term savings fund, we're adding to it monthly. Do I invest it or put it in a high-interest savings fund? What do I do?
So that depends on what age the kids are, right?
Well,
so that
it seems you're like it's a long-term savings fund.
So then I'd be inclined, again, to look at, well, maybe you should be investing that money. You know, you can get, I think with Bank of Ireland, there's a savings term of 3% or something like that for regular savers. So you might be able to look at that. But if you're talking about 10 years plus, I would be encouraging anybody to look at investing that cash.
This one, should I take my savings from my present bank and put them in my Revolut savings account?
Go and talk to your existing bank and ask them what rates are they paying, and then go and talk to Revolut. Revolut's interest rates depend on what type of account you have. So if you have any of the, if you pay for any of the accounts of Revolut, you can do Revolut premium and that kind of stuff, you will get more of a rate. So that's, again, ask your existing bank first and then check out the rate that you can get with Revolut.
A lot of people are interested in the Revolut or the fintech type accounts. Yeah. I'm saving money in a standard deposit account, which has been open for years. I don't even know what the interest rate is. What's the best thing I should do? Should I ask the bank or look to save in a Revolut savings account? Well, you said ask the bank.
Yeah, ask the bank and then look at it. Well, like what I would encourage people is don't be afraid of the fintechs. That would be the main message here. You know, the Irish reticence to look at other options. What will happen, by the way, is if a lot of people start moving to the Revoluts and the Raisin.es, the pillar banks here will reply. They will respond.
Yeah, and they'll
will.
To. They
100% they will.
Now, what about dirt? Is there dirt payable on all of those things?
Yes, there is. So that's 33%. Now, that's different if you have a company. So if you're investing company money, it's taxed a little bit differently. It's about 25%. So there are. I would encourage anybody who's sitting on company cash to check out some of the other platforms that are available, because you can get good rates and you can manage your taxes. Yeah,
I know that it's an income, and therefore they always want to tax income, and it's taxed at perhaps a mixture of the two higher and lower rates.
Yeah.
But is there any real justification for them having a go at your money? You know, you're saving out of your after-tax income and then they hammer you again. Is there any real, besides greed on the part of the tax man?
Well, that's a big question, because the tax scenario in Ireland for investors or savers is unbelievably complex. Exit tax is currently 41%. They're talking about bringing that down. You've got capital gains tax is 33%, which is the same as dirt tax. Interestingly, we should point out that if you do state savings, they're tax-free, so you don't pay any tax on those. If you bought, for example, if you had a lot of money and you decided you wanted to buy an Irish government bond, you don't pay tax on the capital. but you pay income tax on any dividends. So that's we could be sitting here for a long time talking about the tax strategies here.
I have cash in my business. There don't seem to be any options for gaining interest on business accounts.
Yeah, there are now, right? And I would say go and talk to your financial advisor for sure, because there are some really good ones. And we've mentioned Revolut. Revolut in the last week have said that they will offer businesses up to 2%. But there are platforms out there that you can avail of. And I think all CFOs in companies should be investigating these, because there are real options now, whereas there weren't before.
Carl Widger, Managing Director of Metis Ireland. Carl, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Carl.
Ask the Expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.